Live, now already into the final hour. State Representative Jim Guest will be joining us. They're getting him off the floor right now. He's in Missouri. 10 states, another 20, according to Jack McClam, are moving to declare sovereignty. They're talking about martial law, gun confiscations, how they're not going along with compulsory slavery, a new domestic draft. Obama's pushing. This is exciting. We're on the march. The empire is on the run. Ted Anderson's gone now, but you just heard him do that gold pitch from gold he bought when it was at $830 level. But just amazing deal on precious metals in stock, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Take advantage of this or you're crazy. In fact, I'm going to take advantage of it. Every 6 months or so, I buy a little bit of silver and gold, and this deal is just too good. 800-686-2237. Okay, we are back live now into the fourth hour. Coming up, I'm going to get into Madoff's wife pulled $15 million before his arrest out of Reuters. They've got a new drug czar. We're going to be going over all that. Time magazine calls for a world government. And this issue titled The New World Order, saying a foreign bank will control the United States. See, this has been the plan. The good news is 10 states now have legislation introduced. It was 8 last Friday. Now it's 10. 20 more looking at it. And we've been having people on from Oklahoma and from Washington and from New Hampshire, more from New Hampshire. Throughout this week and next week, we're having these great patriots, these great men and women on. Representative Jim Guest has introduced H.C.R. 13, claims sovereignty of the United States under the 10th Amendment of the United States Constitution for all powers not otherwise enumerated and granted to the federal government under the Constitution. Now, that's already enshrined in the 10th Amendment, but it has to be redeclared, and the state has to be ordered and reminded the state agencies to follow that. Representative Guest, it's a great honor to have you on with us.
Well, it's an honor for me to be on and visit with the people of this great country and help them join our forces here to, it's sad that we have to have a wake-up call to take back of the powers that supposedly are ours.
Absolutely. We're going to break in a moment and come back and talk more about it. But what spurred you to introduce this, and how is it going, and what does it cover?
I guess this probably started a couple of years ago when this Real ID Act came out. That was also a direct violation of the 10th Amendment, and we started down the road to get states to enact legislation to oppose that. And, you know, we kept citing it was a direct violation of, well, about 3 or 4 amendments in the Bill of Rights and obviously the 10th. And as we got on down there and a visit with other legislators around the country, I thought, you know, we need to make a concerted and united effort here to file some legislation to notify our federal government that we're going to take back those rights delineated in the 10th Amendment. So that's kind of what was behind it there.
Have you seen the New Hampshire one that says we're saying no martial law?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think of that?
That was a very bold step. I presented my HCR 13, the 10th Amendment rights here in my committee yesterday morning, and I briefly noted it. I said, if you think this language is a little bit strong, you need to read the New Hampshire where it says, if they violate any of these, we're going to nullify the Constitution and start all over again. So, yes, I commend them for that very brave and bold step they're taking.
And New Hampshire has the strongest state constitution. It's even better in powers delegated to the state and the people than even the federal. The only one that I know of that's even stronger, and it states right to revolt, and they're basically preparing for right to revolt clause.
That's right. I just reiterated that in, like I said, in that committee meeting. I kind of went over the high point of it. That I said, you know, this is no wonder they call it a live free or die state up there, and we need more patriots and more people around the country to stand up with what they're starting there.
I want to go over your concerns about federal control because it's not even federal. It's international.
Absolutely.
Time Magazine says it is a world government run by private banks, so they can't call us kooks. Wall Street Journal is calling for North American Union and getting rid of the dollar and letting a foreign bank, and we're being taken over like a third world country by foreign banks.
We are, and you know, that's one of the efforts we've been working on here is a resolution with other states to make people aware of this North American Union and the one world government that's coming on. You know, people kind of made light of it for several years when all at once the light's starting to come on and they realize what's taking place. But, you know, it's difficult when some of these powers get that far down the road before you can get people to take action on it. But it's never too late until the door's closed, so we need to work on
that. That's right. And we turn the lights on. There were a million New World Order cockroaches in there. Representative Jim Guest from Missouri, a great patriot. He'll be back with us after this break.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired. Your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutriMedical.com. Anti-Age Max uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-Age Max with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Dr. Bill's Anti-Age Max is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The United States, the jewel and the crown of this world, has been seized by offshore banks publicly. And if we don't address just how dire things are, just how out of control things are, with Newsweek saying we're now a socialist nation, we're all socialists now, we're not going to be able to turn this around. No more time to play patty cake or mince words. This is tyrannical world government at point-blank range attacking our country and looting it. They got all these scared people saying, we'll do whatever you say, take our rights away, just give us, you know, money, give us jobs, when the very same crew filling Obama's administration, if you thought Bush was bad, are the very people in the Clinton administration who changed the banking rules to engage in this criminal looting. A bunch of Madoffs, basically. Got Representative Guest on with us, and I appreciate Jim Guest joining us from Missouri, District 5, Republican, and I told you it was 8 states. I guess he's the 9th because I introduced it yesterday. It's up to 10 now and 20 more looking at it. Why did you, I mean, looking at things happening, run over the thought process of introducing this, where it's going, how we help you get this passed. I know I'm on a couple stations, like the fine station KCXL out of Kansas City. How do folks put pressure? Because we know the foreign bankers are lobbying, putting pressure against you guys to not save the Republic. How do we help you? Well, A, why'd you do this? What's the main threats? B, how do we help you?
You know, the main reason is, I've got two grandchildren, and I keep telling people I want them to grow up in I should say, the world I have. Last thing I want to do is sit on the front step of my house and tell my two granddaughters I can remember back when America used to be free. I don't want them to ask me what it was like, Grandpa, when America was be free. That's one of the main reasons I'm working is for the children of future, so they've got a free country to live in, so they don't have to live under this tyrannical power that's coming down at us here. So in addition to that, you know, it's an obligation to the people, my constituents. They elected me to look out for them, to protect their rights and their freedoms, and that's what I was doing. That's what we've got a number of legislators around the country doing. So it's, you know, it's a concern today, but it's more of a concern what's going to happen tomorrow if we don't take action today. And it's like you said, you know, it's not tomorrow we need to take action. It's today, because I keep saying we're at the crossroads, and whatever freedoms and rights we lose, we're never going to get them back. On the campaign trail, you know, a typical response was they always say, you know, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? I always ask the question, do you have more or less rights today than you had 4 years ago? And people realize kind of a wake-up call that slowly their rights are being taken away, and they can see the federal government's power grab taking over that. And, you know, right now the federal government's trying to make people happy by putting a few dollars in their pocket and take more control of their lives. So that's why it's so important that we join here. And, you know, how can people in Missouri help? Pretty easy. When they find out who their legislators are on the committee, call their legislators and tell them to support this HCR 13. And I've also got a bill out there, House Bill 361, to reject the Real ID Act. Those both go in pretty close together. The Real ID Act's another attack for Big Brother to start watching us and controlling us and tracking our every movement. So those two bills are ones I'm working on today.
Well, you know, people want solutions. This is it. This is the remedy in the Constitution next to the cartridge box is the states. And, you know, I hope we don't have to go to that for the states to say no and stand up and declare their sovereignty. And, you know, we're now, as you said, I said that earlier hours ago, this is the big crossroads. I totally agree with you. And the good news is the bad news. And I'll take the bad first. The bad news is they've taken the gloves off. They're openly announcing world government, FEMA camps, forced compulsory service, national goon squads, carbon taxes that will shut down what's left of our industry, open borders, tracking and tracing. I mean, it was in Bloomberg yesterday that in the stimulus package is the total federalization of health care, where doctors have to be told by the government what treatments they could do. And in there it says, over 55, it says in the bill, they would deny this before. They said, this is the British model. And we're just going to let old folks go blind. We're not going to give you the surgery. We're not going to give you brain surgery. You're going to have to wait. The young people will get the health care. Actual rationing. So the good news is the bad news. The bad news is they're out in the open with classic tyranny and corruption and abuse and control. But that's also the good news, because it's so outrageous. How could we not beat this? Why are they? So please speak to that. And why do you think government is going so hog wild right now?
I think they've been successful in the past in stepping on us, and without people revolting, you know, I think maybe it is, as they say, time for another revolution here, that we've quietly gone along here until these last, I'm not sure, 3 or 4 years, they take away our rights and people kind of go along with it, and now they think that you know, we won't put up any resistance, but then that's why it's so great, and I'm so glad to see so many states stepping forward now. I think it just feel like that they've got the upper hand, which they do have, and they're going to continue with it. So they feel that the states won't revolt, won't resist, and they've got the people in a state of fear out there that they're not going to have a job or not going to have any money. And if the federal government gives them a few dollars to put in their pocket, then they'll owe them, and they'll be grateful for what they have, not realizing what they've lost in the meantime and getting to that point.
Well, I agree with you. Ron Paul said a million times, and it's true historically, we could lose our whole economy tomorrow, but if we had liberty, we would rebuild it very quickly. Liberty is the engine of milk and honey. It is the engine of a great, free, beautiful society. Socialism and corruption it always devastates everything in its path. So can you speak to that? I mean, you talk about your grandchildren and children. I'm the same with three children. I mean, I look at them, and I'm not worried about the Fed setting me up or demonizing me or, you know, even killing me, and I've had death threats. It's like, my God, there's not even a choice here. I have to fight these people to the bitter end, whatever the cost is. I am going to the end. And I can see with you and many other reps we're having on, I've never heard this type of commitment from Ron Paul and any others. There is now a commitment because it's clear our worst ideas on this were correct. It's even worse than we had thought.
Yeah, you mentioned a good point there. Some of us older people are willing to put up some resistance, and I think they realize that, and that's why they've sort of maybe let us alone, and they're trying to indoctrinate the young children in the fact that they accept putting a biometric fingerprint or something, or accepting a chip implanted in them. So they know that that's where they're going to start the young age, indoctrinating them to be under their control. And that way they can form their habits from the very beginning. And that's where our education process has to go to make sure that the young people are aware of the downfalls and the pits that await them out there and get them to join our cause. And we have some younger people getting involved here, and I think they're the ones that realize that their future and their freedom's at stake here. But then, this socialism path that we're going down, it's picked up speed here. In fact, I guess you'd say we're on the downhill slide right now, and it's going to take an all-out effort to get it stopped. But then it's a price that we're going to have to pay to get it stopped out there, because the price in the future would be many times greater than that.
Well, what would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Absolutely.
They're going to give people a few $100 tax credit, but meanwhile give trillions to offshore banks and fully federalize everything. And I see these poor fools crying when Obama got elected, saying, my problems are all solved. I won't have to worry about bills ever again. And then he went from hope and change, it's all going to be fixed, to it's going to go from a crisis to a catastrophe. Do whatever I say or your life's basically over. Is that not psychological terrorism?
It is. They keep saying, 2 months ago we had to do this bailout overnight or things were going to collapse. Well, worth the point now that it hasn't helped. And right now they're going to say, we got to get this money. We got to spend it now. And people are buying into that. And they're accepting this few dollars as their part of their socialism that they're heading down to. So, I'm really concerned about this government owning our banks and our financial institutions. I think that is another disaster in the making there, big time. And, it's a shame that our country got so out of hand here and we let these powers for so long be in control.
Isn't that what the founding fathers and others like Andrew Jackson, all they did was fight the domination of bankers?
Absolutely. You go back and research, you look at the Federal Reserve System and the banks that they had there, they realized the dilemma that would happen if the government had a central bank. And, they had one for, 20 years, and then they abolished it. And then, 1913, we started with the Federal Reserve System. And, a lot of people don't really understand the Federal Reserve System. And when they see this in the Fed, they think we're trying to end some federal government-owned bank. But then a little education, they realize the cause of it. And, most of them are fairly outraged when they realize what's going on. But it's difficult to educate so many people when they are, only thing they're concerned with is a few dollars in their pocket today and they're not worrying about tomorrow.
Well, that's what we're doing is every Fed location. Late last year, we went out and protested. The people are looking past the puppets, the Bushes, the Obamas, to the real power structure. And I think that's why the establishment's racing to finish their New World Order, because they know their time is short.
You bet. I have to admit, several years ago, I kind of questioned this One World Order. But then when you start looking around, like it became more involved in it. You can see what's taking place here. You can see the European unions and the African Union and the Mideast Union and the North American Union taking place. And all at once you see these pieces starting to come together and realize there are a few people that this One World Order is quite feasible, and it's heading towards that in a too fast of pace to make us comfortable.
You're right. I want to do a final segment with you, if you can, 5 more minutes after this break, to talk about, again, on the ground, how we get other states, how you recommend listeners introduce your bill, bring it to state legislators. And Texas is going into session, other states, because people are angry, and this is, I think, one of the best solutions. For those that don't know, this film, The Money Masters, covers the history of the international bankers. This is what Thomas Jefferson had to say. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs, Thomas Jefferson.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
You know what's exciting?
The master's hung me.
There's a lot of bad things going on, a lot of tyranny, but Tyranny always overreaches, and it always falls. Then people get liberty, and then they become complacent again, and it rises again. But they're coming out in the open with their world government now. Their FEMA camps, their NORTHCOM over the states. They know the threat is the states. That's why NORTHCOM says the governors are abolished. Federal officers wearing dual hats serving at the pleasure of the president. NORTHCOM admits they want to use 20,000 combat U.S. troops against the American people. They'll stage events to try to bring it in and have people accept it, but they're not going to get away with it. So the show is on the road. A lot of people say, let's get the show on the road. Well, a lot of you talkers are going to have a chance now because we're desperately here trying to fix things peaceably. Those of you that want to fight, don't worry. The enemy's going to start fights. The globalists are going to push it. And I hope we can avert this. In closing, Representative Jim Guest introducing this great bill there in the Missouri State House. We just commend you for what you're doing. Again, how do people support you? How do people get this into other state legislatures? I think one of yours is one of the best pieces of legislation I've seen.
Okay, what they do is just call me here at the State House. That's 573-751-0246. Or they can email me at jim.guest@house.mo.gov, which stands for Missouri House Government. And we will forward copies of our legislation to all over the country, to you, to your legislator, so they can start filing in those states who have not filed it. That's how we're doing, sending model legislation around. And you can revamp it to fit your particular state, but you got to get active. For those here in Missouri, give me a call, and I'll give you the name of some legislators that you need to work on to getting this voted out of committee. It's very important to get this out so our voice for freedom here gets heard in Missouri. So, preaching to those who've probably heard this many times, but then you can't say it too often. It's time to get involved.
We're on a lot of AM and FM stations on the internet and shortwave. We have a new listener every millisecond. Yeah. Throw back up on screen his website, his state website. It's got the number 573-751-0246, or just go get his bill or the New Hampshire bill or others. Go to your state house. Go to the Texas Capitol. Go say, introduce this. Bring the articles, mainstream news about FEMA camps and things and the gun confiscation bills they've got introduced in Congress. I mean, this is really happening. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the big solutions. All we talk about is solutions here, and the enemy claims we're not. In closing, sir, I just want to commend you and the great spirit of Paul Revere and George Washington, what you're doing, and we appreciate you offering to have folks call, and you can consult with them and try to help them with your state or other states. That's quite a burden you've just taken on, but the other state reps we've had on have made the same offers. Great, great patriots. In closing, you heard my point about at least the show's on the road. At least it's so out in the open that I'm seeing a gigantic awakening, bigger than anything I'd ever seen before. So are you seeing a huge firestorm of people starting to get upset and seeing what's happening?
We are, absolutely. We can make a few calls, send out a few emails, and we can energize a lot of people, patriots around the state, to inundate their legislators with calls and emails on this. And I hope that continues to grow, because it has to be the voice of the people that makes a difference. And I got 6 young students who just walked in my office here, and we're fighting for their freedom and their rights. And I'll be talking to them about this here when we get off the air. So that's who we're working and fighting for.
Absolutely. I'll let you get to those young people, sir, and it's going to be folks like you and those young students that are going to save this republic for future generations. Our ancestors fought for us to have this much liberty. It's our job now to fight to retain any of what was gained in the past. God bless you, Representative Guest. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, Alex.
You bet. What a great guy. Good to have him on with us. We're going to continue tomorrow. We've got 2 New Hampshires, or is it Friday? We've got a bunch of state reps coming on. A guy we had from Washington a couple days ago talking about, he knew about the FEMA camps, martial law. Yeah, State Rep Matt Shea. I mean, it is just a wonderful, he was fully informed, Army officer, knows about the gun confiscation, knows about the New World Order, knows about PDD 51, and The enemy has just announced all this there because they know the general dumbed-down public is scared. And it's going, give me a job, give me my paycheck. And Obama's like, oh, I'm going to save you. Oh, if we have this video clip coming up. It is the sickest thing I've ever seen. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers will be able to see it. Or folks that rip it to the four winds on the web later. Live listeners will be able to hear the audio coming up. A final 27 minutes left when we get back. And we're going to take some phone calls and cover some other news. So opening the phones right now, 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back after this quick break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away
Obama's going to make you hurt. He's here to betray you. Very, very wicked. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
I wear this crown.
Where Barack Obama has these people. Now, first he tells them he's going to fix everything. As soon as he gets in, the war is going to end. The torture is going to end. The lobbyists are going to end. He lied about all of that. Now it's 16 months, 24 months in Iraq, beefing up troops, expanding troops in the Middle East and Central Asia. Rahm Emanuel saying they want to nuke Iran, his chief of staff, who's an open foreign intelligence officer of another country. All of this is happening. And he shifts from hope and change to, we're not going to have a crisis. We're going to have a catastrophe. Do whatever I say. Let the foreign banks completely take over. Now, this is all over the news. Every time you watch Obama one of these town halls, this is all that happens. These poor, good people being led by this Judas goat who's bringing in total tyranny, FEMA camps, everything happening, national drafts, everything being announced. And they're trying to coat this evil with this Obama mania. This is such a corporate fraud. Let's go ahead and play this saddening clip.
This young lady's been waiting very patiently, and she's just been standing there and making me look all guilty. You know, so go ahead. Here, you've got the microphone right behind you.
Thank you very much. I first want to say...
Hit pause. Back it up. Watching his body language, I don't think Obama, he's evil, he's proud, he's into power, but... You really watch him. He had that Freudian slip the other day where he said, you know, we got to get money to the banks. I mean, the people. You can see him, oh, this woman over here, she's making me feel guilty. And you can see him. He's not even acting. He is feeling guilty. Because he's basically slitting this woman's throat for the New World Order. And he's doing it while like a little dog. It's like your dog looking up at you and you take a gun and it's smiling at you. It's licking, you know, it's licking its lips for wanting dinner and you just... That's basically what he's doing to this poor lady, like it's a little dog, just a poor little trusting person. Go ahead and go back to it.
Here, you've got the microphone right behind you.
Thank you very much. I first want to say I respect you and I'm so grateful for you.
Thank you.
I've been praying for you, but...
I believe in prayer, so I appreciate that.
I have a great need. Unemployment and homelessness. A very small vehicle for my family, and I deliver it. We need urgent... And the housing authorities have 2 years waiting list. And we need something more than the vehicle and the parks to go to. We need our own kitchen and our own bathroom. Please help.
Well, I listen, what's your name? What's your name?
It's Henrietta Hughes.
Okay, Ms. Hughes. Well, we're going to do everything we can to help you. But there are a lot of people like you. And we're going to do everything we can. All right? But the... I'll have my staff talk to you after the town hall. All right.
And then it cuts to, you know, we're playing another clip.
Oh, this is such a blessing to see you, Mr. President. Thank you for taking time out of your day. Oh, gracious God, thank you so much.
All right, what's the question?
All right, Mr. President. My name is Julio Acegueda. I'm currently a student at Edison State College in my second semester. And, okay, I've been at the same job, which is McDonald's, for 4.5 years because of the fact that I can't find another job. Now, with the fact that I've been there for as long as I've been there, do you have any plan or any idea of making one that has been there for a long time receive any better benefits than what they've already received?
Well, I tell you what. First of all, a couple things I'd like to say. Number one, the fact that you are working as hard as you're working at a job that I know doesn't always pay as well as some other jobs, I think that's a source of pride for you. That shows that you're doing the right thing. Now, the second thing is that you will actually benefit from the tax breaks that we're talking about, so you'll be able to keep a little bit of extra money because we're going to offset your payroll tax. That's going to help. I assume that you're not getting health care through your job. And so one of the things that we want to do is reform the health care system so that you will have access to health care in your job.
Pause. In the subsection, that old lady he was just talking to, she won't get health care. I read the quotes, Bloomberg yesterday, of the people pushing the bill and what's in there. It says, well, if you're going blind and you're old, you're going to have to just go blind. That's what's supposed to happen. Only the young
of
people
course,
get health
care. Better...
And what they're doing is playing the young off against the old as if everybody couldn't have it. The bankers weren't stealing everything. And they're taking over health care. So you got this guy, oh, just I'm begging you, oh, Lord, like he's God. Oh, save me. Just they have put their total faith in this guy, and we know he's betraying them with the international banks. We know they're openly setting up a global bank to tax the industry that's left and the companies that are left. We know he said get ready for austerity, get ready for tough times. He told that old lady, there's a lot of people in your position, ma'am. She's basically homeless. You heard her. Not even have a bathroom or a kitchen. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. Let's go back to it.
Of course, now it better be a good one. Go ahead.
Oh, it's such a blessing to see you, Mr. President. Thank you for taking time out of your day.
That's enough.
Gracious God, thank you so much.
Or you can cut up to the end if you want. It's just horrible. It's absolutely horrific to see this happening. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to John in Ohio first because he disagrees. Okay, John, you're up first.
Yeah, I always have to tell you where I'm coming from. You know, I've publicized your videos on national radio, and I support, and I'm usually inspired by what you say, but on other occasions, horrified. And I think in some ways you're very contradictory in terms of believing the most extreme fascist elements of the military-industrial complex propaganda. Concerning communism and socialism. I know you know better because sometimes you ambivalent. And the Newsweek claiming that this is socialism when they know it's exactly the opposite of socialism. It's the marriage
John,
of the government.
John, stop. I'm going to let you talk, but I want you to stop. There is no socialism. There is no communism. There is no fascism. There's tyranny that always comes through big government because corrupt people will get control of it and use it to rob from people because men aren't angels. And there's liberty. Now, we can debate what will bring liberty, but it's decentralization, local control. Stop. Of course I said the Newsweek headline where the red states and the blue states are shaking hands and it says we're all socialists now. Of course this isn't socialism. And, of course, this isn't true capitalism with these foreign offshore banks stealing and robbing. This is looting. This is piracy. And so they're going to give literally about 2% of the money to the poor people while taking their jobs and making them dependent and give 98% to the foreign banks. So it's not socialism. You're right about that. But what we have is also not what you call capitalism. This is crony capitalism, robbing, stealing, whatever you want to call it. So you're saying, you know, that I'm putting out right-wing fascist information. Notice that both parties do the same thing. You know what? You just don't get it, sir, because you believe the left-right paradigm. Go ahead and make your point. I'll shut up.
I don't believe that. You know, I've even before you were criticizing Obama for being a fascist, I was doing it. So I'm not in that Democrat-Republican paradigm. It's right-wing, disguised right-wing and undisguised right-wing. It's not left-right. And some of the people that I've heard you on today, now you know Jack McClam says some important things about the war and Tillman and the rest of it, but he comes out and he says that these people are communists that are anyone who's in the elite. Who have been involved in some of the most anti-Soviet, anti-communist operations, that is going to discredit, I think, much of the wonderful things you're doing. I think some of the people in Hollywood are fearful. Others may be embarrassed, like Jesse Ventura, for instance, when you had this man on from Glenn Spence. I believe that many of these people are absolutely neocons in their attitude towards war and the rest of it. I've heard many of them. They are total supporters of neoconism. Larry Platt, he says very good things about keeping your gun rights. At the same time, he made the comment that he supports the paramilitary death squads in Guatemala that killed 4 million people.
Let me stop you. We have Larry Pratt on over the Second Amendment issue because it's the only real gun lobby we got, sir. You know, you can't judge me by everything my guests have said or done. But let's just expand on here. Did the Soviets allow citizens to own guns? Did the communist Chinese allow them to own guns? Look at the fruits of what you call communism. Now, if we had a bunch of angels running things, could communism work? No, because that's not how humans operate. We want to be different. We want to identify as different people. Look, it's a philosophical divide. I'm against torture. I'm against more wars. I'm against drafts. I'm against police state. I'm against federal control. You get rid of those, the New World Order falls apart. I'm not a fan of Fidel Castro. I'm not a fan of Barack Obama or George W. Bush. I understand that it's not Iran good, U.S. bad, U.S., good, Iran bad. It's the nature of man and corruption. Now, who's the big empire? The New World Order. Who are we facing? The New World Order. Look, I'll give you one more minute, and I got to get to the other callers. Go ahead.
Well, it seems like three or four times a day you've got to bring up, and I'm not a particular brief for the deformed version of communism in the Soviet Union or China. I don't believe they had real communism, but I believe we're subjected to massive lies, massive exaggerations about what happened there. If you'll check on Google lies concerning the Soviet Union, you'll find that many of these things that we believe about the carnage and the rest of it, the numbers of people killed, were concocted by Nazis, Goebbels. And
they
then laundered to the CIA.
Sir, China says Mao killed 80 million people. The official numbers in the West are 60. Are you saying that didn't happen under Mao?
The mortal enemies of the new regime in China and Russia were the mortal enemies of the former regime. They will say anything because they actually, Yeltsin actually bought tanks and troops up and killed the old guard in their own Duma parliament, the elected people. So to believe the new regime, which was the mortal enemy of the former regime, is not any kind
Let
of
Let me ask
proof.
You this. What's your view of Putin?
Putin is, I believe he's a nationalist. He's tried to reverse some of the total stooging for the U.S. Military-industrial complex under Yeltsin. But he has his own abuses. Of course he does. But at the same time, he's resisting, I think, some of the policies of the United States military-industrial complex, which I think is good to that limited extent. That's what I believe about him.
All right, thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and who's up next here? My call list just refreshed. Elliot in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I got a question, and then I got an idea for a solution. My question is, let's just say everything, let's just say it is the worst-case scenario, everything crashes, and Mad Max scenario happens. What, in your opinion, do we do as patriots if we are prepared? We got the guns, the gold, the water, atmospheric water generators, and all the food and all that. Where do we start from there?
Well, first we have to wait while they let everything break down so then people beg for total tyranny. I mean, they plan to let it all fall apart. It looks like they're going to do this. So then after 6 months a year, they come in and people are begging for it. You have to be waiting for that next phase to not be reeducated, to not go to the FEMA camp, to not go along with them. And if enough people say no to whatever extent, whatever means necessary, then the whole thing will fail, and then we can reorganize at the state level and then reconvene the republic.
Right.
We need organizations now at the state level led by state representatives and others who talk openly about the New World Order, who say they're bankrupting things by design, and that the states need to organize now against the globalists. That message has to go out now, and then the globalists may stop imploding the economy. They could stop it right now. They destroyed commerce. They could say everything was fine, everything would be fine, because it's fiat. So we have to explain to people that, A, the globalists are doing this by design to bring in world government, which they admit they're doing now, no more debating it. That,
right.
B, if we have the states and organizations all with one voice start screaming bloody murder, they may back off and stop. Or, regardless, we go deeper down the road, we keep spreading the word so we have a fighting chance.
Right, okay. So my solution is, I'm in college right now at the University of Cincinnati, and for all of you out in college, in college are listening to the show, I'm pretty sure every college usually has a newspaper. Try to get in on the newspaper or send in an article to the newspaper so the journalists can, you know, disseminate that info out to the entire college.
Or don't count on them. Start your own online student newspaper. Get a few writers and pass flyers out. You'll have more visits in the school newspaper in a week.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm taking a lot of my friends. A lot of my friends have been talking to them for years. They're finally waking up. And they're loving states taking back their sovereignty. I've already got like about five guys coming to me next week when we go to City Hall. We're going to go to the council. We're going to present this legislation.
Exactly. Don't go get drunk at the bar and chase women. Go get the smart women out there and have them join you and go down to the city council and speak about these issues and read executive orders to them and just create such a buzz everywhere. You'll be truly alive. Good to hear from you. We're going to come back and take some calls in the final segment. I did want to tell listeners out there about some of our great sponsors like SurvivalistSeeds.com. One word, SurvivalistSeeds.com. Grow your own healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound and break free from the New World Order. This family business buys in massive bulk and passes those huge discounts on to our great listeners. 15,000 heirloom seeds will provide your family with 7 years of healthy food. Stop buying the New World Order garbage. Grow your own healthy food in your own backyard. 15,000 heirloom seeds in their basic package. Heirloom seeds are the original varieties, non-GMO, non-hybrid. Now SurvivalistSeeds.com wants you to become one of their heirloom seed farmers and sell them back to them, the safe seeds. SurvivalistSeeds.com, SurvivalistSeeds.com, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to get self-sufficient. You know, journey of a million miles starts with a single step here.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The 3-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy fix food. The price of the 3-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the 3-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the 3-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The 3-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The 3-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Federal agents, we are armed! You guys are
not. You have to stand up for
professional illegal.
would you turn away to? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Oh, would you turn away?
I got a message to the government, like every day. I watch, see them, and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama over there. All right, final segment, ladies and gentlemen. Try to jam in some more of these phone calls. Oh, wait a minute.
I got a message from the government, like every day. I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam. I said never. You in tune to
all right, let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Canada. You're on the air. Welcome.
How are you, Alex?
Good. We're fighting devil state mind control.
No doubt, no doubt. Is it your birthday today? Happy birthday.
Sure is. Thank you.
Right on, right on. Couple questions for you and a few statements. Alex, I just want to commend you on the work that you're doing, not only for the United States, but also up here in Canada. I mean, like, this is something that's not only limited to the United States, it's limited to Canada as well. We're tied in a lot of ways, that's for sure. A lot of things that you have mentioned, you know, like on your films, even with your black helicopters, for example, that's happening up here in Calgary, Alberta. They're
covering over. That's all to condition you for military occupation.
There's no doubt about it. There's no question about it.
The deals are signed to use U.S. troops in Canada and Canadian troops here. It's in your mainstream news now.
A couple questions, Alex. Do you know of any affiliates up in Canada? Obviously, like, I mean, what
you guys say. No, we're on no AM or FMs in Canada. It'd be great to get some. Call local stations. I've got your mom and pops. The corporate owns won't put us on. And get them to put us on up there. That's up to you.
Well, that's for sure. We're going to need... We need a lot more support in Canada because you mentioned a couple weeks ago that Canada, Canadians are very nice people and they have absolutely no idea about the control that they're under. And since that statement, I went and I read the Charters of Rights and Freedoms in Canada. And then I went and I read the U.S. Constitution. And I'll tell you right now, at any point in time, I would give up my Canadian citizenship to become an American for the Constitution.
Yeah, well, it's much better. I mean, the Queen has the final power. We're out of time. I appreciate your call. I'm going to try to jam one more in here. Tyranny is on the march. So is liberty. That is the bottom line. And I have Canadians emailing me saying, it's not as bad as you say here. Baloney. It's bad everywhere. Tyler in Texas, last caller we have time for. Sorry, Rob, Greg, and others. Go ahead, Tyler.
Alex, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
All right. I just had a couple things to say. As part of those clips you played earlier of Obama giving that kiss to the homeless lady. Yeah, I thought that was ridiculous when I saw that live.
He doesn't even take care of his own family, his own aunts that live in squalor, and his own half-brothers. That is degenerate.
And then one more thing. Yeah, I know you were saying clergy being used in times of martial law and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a church up the street on a big message board, like, you know, on the side of the road, you know, thousands of people see every day. In big letters, it says, you have the right to submit. It's like, couldn't believe it.
They're being paid by FEMA, at least 26,000 of them now on record, to teach them. And if you went to the sermons, you look on the sermon list, it'll say a few weeks what's coming up, and you need to go and even record it. And they'll say, it's good to turn your guns in. It's of the Lord. I mean, that's how creepy this is. The government's not paying to have them say that for nothing.
Yep. Well, it's pretty outstanding. I don't know.
What's the name of the church?
I'm in Austin, by the way. It's off Bee Caves. I think it's Lake Hills. Right off Bee Caves in Cuernavaca.
Why don't you take a photo of it, email it to Aaron with two A's at InfoWars.com, Joey V at InfoWars.com. We'll post it. We need your help. We're going to try to create sections of the Prison Planet Forum. Post it there. Okay? I appreciate it. We need your help with the InfoWar. We had a bunch of guests on today. It was just absolutely jam-packed. I don't have time to tell you all the guests that were on, but it was Jack McClam, Sheriff Richard Mack, State Rep. George Humphrey popped in there in the first hour. That's coming up right now. Key transmission restarts right now. One place, InfoWars.com, and well, PrisonPlanet.com on our site's the one place. God bless you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.